everybody. This is Hop Culture. We're the Hopkins sisters, Claire, Grace, Anne, and Tess. Four sisters living in different time zones, recapping our lives, giving each other unsolicited advice, and hopefully giving you a laugh in the process. Who knows, if you stick around, we might even touch on something substantial along the way. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. So before we launch into this week's episode of Hop Culture, we need to give a little disclaimer. We have a few audio issues amongst us. Anne, do you want to go first? Not to call you out.
Well, I am the problem. My microphone has gone missing. I can't find it anywhere. My girls are obsessed with it, and I try to keep it away from them, but it's hard. So I'm going to just keep my talking to a minimum.
You can still talk.
I should probably do anyway.
It's not that bad.
It's not going
to
be bad.
Yeah, we need you. So you're not allowed to bow out of this one. We accused her of just trying to get out of recording with us tonight, and we didn't let her out of it. So, and then poor little Tess is getting over a cold. So she's, you know, sounding a little under the weather too.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that I texted in the group chat earlier this week, and I was like, or like a couple days ago, and I was like, just warning everybody, my voice might still be gone or almost gone when we do the podcast, and not one response. How are you? Why
would your voice that's be gone? A good point, Tess.
And what's going on?
I feel bad about that. I really do.
It didn't even like occur to me.
I know. I just
occurred to me to ask.
Well, I got scared because we had talked about changing our recording evening, and she was like, "Are we still recording on Tuesday?" And my first thought was just like, "Oh no, I forgot we had even talked about that. I'm not ready." So I was all wrapped up in my own problems. And
I'm just kidding. I completely understand. I just
do you want to give us a recap of your illness?
No, no, it's
we'll give you space to do that.
Not on the pod. No, no, I'm doing fine. We'll give you space.
Well, we also need to get a little travelogue from Grace and Anne because they just got back from their third annual Florida crew trip. So we haven't recorded in a while because we recorded a couple before they left. So give us a little rundown of the trip.
It was beautiful. It was magnificent. Anne is consciously trying not
you
to talk.
Have to talk. It's not that bad.
Okay. Well, it was beautiful. It was magnificent.
Where maybe for people that are new, what is the Florida crew? Where do you go?
You know. All over. We like to try a new place every year.
Yeah, we've never stayed in the same place.
The Florida crew is Anne and her family, and Grace usually goes with them. And they do a trip every winter. Every meaning
it's
the last
great
three.
Combo.
And no other Hopkins.
No one else is invited.
Well, we started out inviting people.
Yeah, the first year people were invited. The first year, our whole family went to Florida in December, and then Anne cooked up another trip like 2 months later and invited everyone, and only I came along. And then it sort of just became...
Yeah, at this point, I think Claire and I are excluding ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't like, have... I keep we joking. Can't, I
mojo,
couldn't have gone either.
It won't be there if people horn in. You know, there's a certain vibe to the trip.
No, that, no. You know,
I haven't had the opportunity to travel with friends, but I have heard people say like, well, you know, travel friends, it's just a different thing. Like you got to find people that you click with, you travel the same way, and it's, you know, you can't travel with just anyone. And I imagine this is a similar kind of scenario, you know.
We do have a good travel friend vibe, but I think part of it is that there's like a sweet spot for what the cost savings end up being. Because if you go by yourself, you have to rent out almost the same amount of space as if you go with like one other smaller group. We can rent one car altogether and we can rent one medium Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Whereas if we went bigger, the cost savings start to like not really add up as much. And if we went by ourselves, you'd have to pay for the whole thing alone. So like,
that's yeah. so smart, actually. Yeah, that's a really good point. Because I do feel like once you get a really big group, you think like, oh, an Airbnb, you know, it's the cheapest way to go. It's not. It's so expensive to find a place that's like...
like an 8-bedroom
yeah, exactly. Airbnb. Yeah. Your options are so limited. So
everyone has their own rental car. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, no one wants to do the same thing. So it's kind of awkward. There's like tensions. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, if we're just sharing the same rental car, then it's just roll out of bed and see what Anne has planned for the day.
Mm-hmm. That sounds lovely.
I do. Yeah. I do really take over. It puts me out of my comfort zone. I have to be the planner. I have to be in charge. But it's fun because everyone just goes along with it. No one really tries to suggest anything other than what I have planned. So if I am going to have to be in charge, that's how I want it to be.
What sorts of things did you guys do?
Okay, we said planned. It's just she chooses the beach for the day. We didn't do anything.
We try a beach.
Well, that sounds lovely. I'm glad it was fun. All joking aside. Oh, go ahead. Do you have a story?
I have more to say.
Oh, good.
Oh. I want to bring up Grace's fear of AI because it was a theme of the trip. She brought it up a number of times. How scared she is.
Oh, this is going to be so embarrassing for me.
AI is going to take over the world. Which is probably true.
It's true. Is it actually true? Is it like how all the tech gurus who know too much are the ones who are most fearful, like an Elon Musk kind of situation?
Well, see, it started out sounding that way, mm-hmm. but on the last night of the trip, me and Anne and Matt were all sitting. There was like two seats of the sectional that reclined, and all three of us were squished onto them, reclined, talking about AI. And I revealed that my theory, I was like, well, it's going to be, I can't even say it. And
it would be, okay, so it's one thing to be like, I'm worried AI is going to start hacking everything and it's going to bomb us all. Like, that's one kind of valid fear. Mm-hmm. However, Grace's main fear, it all boils down to she is worried that AI is going to infiltrate like a 3D printer and print a robot, and that robot is going to...
It's going to print like a very small robot that it's going to print...
Well, no. She keeps talking about this robot, this AI robot. And I'm like, okay, that's a lot of material.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, AI can't just like lift all this material. Like, I don't think that AI could print out a gigantic robot. And she's like, well, yeah, but like a smaller robot could.
Like a tiny little robot that just goes around.
It's going to make a tiny robot that can build a bigger robot.
And at no point, like no human is going to try to like get in the way of this teeny tiny robot that's clearly trying to make a bigger robot. Like,
this is such a good idea for like a movie, though.
I was gonna say this is just a sci-fi.
I'm
novel,
getting Grace. Wallace and Gromit vibes reality. For some reason. Like a little
it is. Oh, it totally
someone
is.
Who you would never suspect is like doing evil.
The spaceship one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. That's just my mind is just like this is Wallace and Gromit in a 21st century setting.
Yeah. The penguin rooster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With like red glowing eyes or something.
Well, I trust Grace. I mean, she knows.
No, don't trust Grace.
Never trust Grace with her like. Her theory Grace always has like
on a tiny robot.
Weird theories.
Progressively larger robots. Each robot building a slightly bigger robot until eventually it's a big enough. It's a soldier size.
And no one
size.
Ever intervenes.
So yeah, it was a lot of shame. On that last night.
Travel talk is, I feel like you reveal yourself mm-hmm. on a trip. Mm-hmm. You know, like you always reveal something that you don't intend to. So that's a fun one.
Well, Anne had her own brush with, you know, technology gone wrong because Grace brought her VR headset. And Grace sent us some footage of Anne trying to box.
Oh,
and I hate to say
it's exactly Anne, what I pictured.
Yeah.
When I heard that Anne tried VR boxing.
If there's confrontation, you're going down
exactly
quick.
Exactly.
I didn't want to try any of the fighting ones or like, yeah, anything is scary. But they talked me into it. It's too realistic.
It's so realistic.
I didn't want to touch that sweaty, creepy guy.
Yeah, the guy. Why are his eyes so red?
Why is he expressionless?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really scary looking.
Would you have rather he be like mad?
I would rather him like react a little bit.
Yeah, no, he is.
I was hitting
really
him,
scary.
So there wasn't anything to react to. I thought I was hitting him over and over and over and over
Anne
again,
was
but
kicking. There aren't any sort of sensors on the feet, so a kick is just
she
not
did like this
in
leg
the game.
Sweep at one point to try to feel
yeah, she
where
was
he
trying
was.
To trip him, I think.
It's so yeah, realistic that I thought
you started
I would be able to feel him.
You sort of lose but touch of like, yeah, you think it's real.
Well, I'm riding high because I had a very stressful but successful, I didn't mean that for that to rhyme, Facebook Marketplace adventure yesterday.
Oh,
it
yeah.
completely took over my entire day. I rearranged like children's school schedules. Like I was like, this is not really worth it, you know? I don't know.
But it was.
And it was so exciting. I got this cute little chair for my girls' room. The lady said, and maybe she was just telling me this to like, you know, hype me up, but or like make it seem like I got a killer deal. She was like, you know, I've posted a lot of things on Facebook Marketplace and I have never had the response I got for this. And I wasn't the first one, so I don't know what made her choose me. I was touched. I was honored. And now I have, it's kind of spurned like a whole new, I'm going to like redo their room. So that kind of brings me into our topic for today, which I feel like every spring we always end up wanting to do like a spring themed episode. We never really know what to talk about in particular. But I think we're just all so excited for spring after the long winter that we're itching to, you know, start fresh. So this episode, we're calling it Hope Springs Eternal. We've all come prepared with a few things we are looking forward to this spring. It's very simple. Maybe some of it will apply, you know, things you guys would like to get into this spring. Maybe some of them will be unique to us. But we're just embracing this time of year and the fact that it's going to get warmer and things are going to get better. So who wants to go first?
Well, I have a couple of trips that I'm planning to take this spring.
Ooh, like they're Ooh. Locked in, like tickets are purchased?
No, tickets are not purchased, but they're in the works. I want to go visit Grandma and Grandpa because
oh,
Frontier
fun.
Is Ooh. Now doing nonstop flights to Salt Lake City.
I just
starting
heard about
in May.
That. Very exciting.
So awesome. Going to be able to take a nonstop, go visit them. And then I also am going to go visit Anne. And I'm planning to drive to visit her because I want to take Jet so that we can stay for a long time. I'm not sure how long she will actually want me there, but
at least a month.
I hope for a month. It was so hard.
What?
It was really hard to say goodbye to Hazel at the airport. And
Aww.
I just
Hazel loves Grace so much.
Oh, that's so cute.
I couldn't yeah. say goodbye. So
she was crying and saying, Gracie, come back. I want
Aww.
My Gracie.
Oh, that's
I want
so
Gracie
no.
back.
Sweet
and sad.
It was
really
oh,
sad.
So it, heartbreaking.
Anne and I both like
that is
cried.
So tragic.
Just from Hazel being so sad.
That is so, so sad.
So yeah, I'm planning a trip to go see the girls and also to see Anne and Matt, and I think it'll be lots of fun. And Jet and Louie are just going to have to get along.
Mm-hmm.
When we were watching Jet, Molly kept saying that she wanted to keep Jet and disguise him so Grace wouldn't take him back and stuff. And she kept saying, Jet's the best doggy in the whole world. And then she'd pause and be like, and Louie. What would we do without Louie? And I was like, you've never given Louie 2 seconds of attention. I don't know why she felt guilty. Like she felt like it was excluding a cousin or something. And I was like, you don't really like Louie that much. But that's nice.
I asked Jet when I, because you know, Claire is watching Jet? Him.
Yeah, I was sitting on the couch. I was like, excited to see what's next.
I was like, Chet, did you have fun with your cousins?
Oh, because my word.
He had stayed with Claire's kids that I call his cousins.
I kept telling him when Dave would try to take him out because he didn't ever want to go out. And we'd be like, Chet, come on. And I was like, go with Uncle Dave. Go with Uncle Dave.
It's just so much funnier to
it's refer way funnier. To him
as one of the cousins.
Well, I have something I'm really excited about, and I need to start with sort of a proclamation, to rescind, how would I phrase this?
I have no idea what you're trying something? To say.
My brain, you guys, my brain is not well.
Are you walking something back?
I'm walking something back. Thank you. So in 2017, I was on the record as saying that I was not interested and didn't care about the eclipse that happened back then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was I felt shame back then, you know, because people were so excited. We were in Utah at the time, and Utah wasn't in totality, but like Wyoming was, I think, like that people were going to like Idaho and Wyoming and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. You drove up there just for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
People were very excited about it, and I just couldn't muster the strength to get interested in it. Not that I was mad about it, but I was just like, I'm just not like a buzz, you know? And I mentioned that on Instagram, and I got a lot of solidarity. People, you know, were like, I too do not care. It was a way to bond. But I have since walked that back. Well, you know what? We change. Let people change, you know?
Yeah.
Your now kids I are find older.
Myself. Exactly. My kids are older. We are located in a place that is one of like the top spots in the U.S. for viewing this eclipse. And it's like one of the only like bigger cities too that's going to have totality. Like I was looking at a list and a lot of them are like, you know, close to Austin or close to Indianapolis. But like Cleveland is like right along the path, you know, so it's exciting. Like, I'm really excited about the eclipse. I've already gotten glasses. Our city's doing, like, a watch party. The kids, they don't have school that day. It's like,
I'm going to take work off.
Yeah.
I'm really so excited
about Whoa. It.
The eclipse, the last eclipse was the coolest thing I've ever seen. It blows the Northern Lights out of the water, in my Whoa. Opinion.
What?
Yeah. Like that's, 10 times better words. Than the Northern Lights. Okay,
that feels like a hot take.
Yeah,
that feels like a hot take.
It was just really so cool.
I don't really understand it.
Well, it's I need to research it. I have a month to learn about it.
It's not that cool.
The sun as it leads gets up. Covered up?
Yeah. I think the moon goes in front of the sun. Right? Now well, I feel dumb. But like,
I know, well, I'm not speaking.
What do you experience?
So as it's going, you're Darkness. Like, oh, it's not that cool. Like, it's kind of interesting.
It's
like,
it's kind of getting dimmer, right?
Yeah, you can look like, through glasses and you can see like a dark spot moving over the sun. And it's kind of scary. But then it's like, all of a sudden, it just goes from daylight to like evening dusk in like 3 seconds. And it just feels like, it feels like the whole earth got sucked into some sort of like terror. Like people screamed.
That's kind of cool.
And then it kind of lasts for like a few minutes. It's like pretty dark. It's not like, it's not nighttime dark, but it's like the summer evening dusk dark for a little while. And then you can look up and you see like just a tiny little outline of a sun around a big dark spot. And then it comes back. But it was just like, I don't know. Just the fear of it was just pretty cool.
Okay.
Grace, I don't you, know you described fear it as like a primal instinct, like, right?
Yeah.
People primal are just like instinct scared.
It feels like in the Bible, like when the sun didn't go.
The sun didn't go.
It came to pass that the sun didn't go.
Wait, so are there not eclipses like all the time? Because well, I just feel like there's constantly.
Here's the thing, it's like somewhere. I'm like, well, there was just an eclipse, you know, 2017. That was only
That was the last one.
This wow. next one isn't coming until 2444.
Whoa.
I don't know. 444?
What?
Yep. Yep.
Oh gosh.
Let okay. that soak
that,
in.
That really makes that ups the ante because
I know.
Luke was like, we should go visit Cleveland for the eclipse. But his school schedule like didn't really work with it. But now I'm like, okay, maybe we should.
Yeah, I think you should.
You should.
I'm opening my home to anyone who would like to come. I'll put out air mattresses. I'll put out pallets on the floor. There is room at the inn, and Claire, please come stay. What?
2044.
Well, I literally read 24. No, I'm wait. No, you guys. Okay, I am looking at this.
I heard
this 20, says 2444.
Did she say 2444?
No, this says 2444.
Well, okay. I think it is 2044.
Okay, well, I got bad info. But
you did read that number correctly.
Okay, I'm yeah, like,
we can see where she read it from. It's just can't be right.
But this it's is from yeah,
can't possibly be right. Okay, there's so much to back here because the confidence with which she said that.
Was anything she said true?
I have more information. I've taken some screenshots I'd like to share. So this says, oh my gosh, now this is so from funny. The same article, so this probably also isn't true. Claire, maybe someone can fact check this. It says, for the first time since 1806, a total, oh, okay, you guys, Cleveland won't be in the path of totality again until 2444.
Oh, well, by then, it doesn't matter where it is.
My apologies. I'm like, there's nowhere else on planet Earth for 400 years.
But it is interesting that it's exactly 400 years away from the next,
yeah,
you know?
That is yeah. true.
What are the odds?
No, it's 420 years.
No, away from Wait. The next.
No, away from the next eclipse. Like, because Anne was like, you read it wrong. It was just 20. Oh, gotcha.
Okay, sorry. You're right.
It really was. Okay.
They're just very close. But still, well, 20 years away from the next eclipse. Still,
I know. Like yeah. That's what I heard. I didn't hear 2444, or I would have had a much bigger reaction.
I'm be flattered like on you my reacted
way to Cleveland right now.
But seriously, I would love anyone maybe who lives, you know, within driving distance where it would like. You are thinking of viewing the eclipse and you want a place to stay because we're going to walk to the city park where they're doing the viewing party. So this is what I thought was interesting. Local officials, I saw this on the news and then I saw it here too. I like looked it up. Joe Buscher, you guys know old Joe Buscher. He said he's the director of Lake County Emergency Management. He says they've been working with dozens of agencies to prepare and get the word out to residents. He says prepare early with fuel and food. If you don't have to be on the road that day, stay off the road. Prepare as if a snowstorm was on the way.
What?
Because it said Cleveland's population could swell to 5 times our normal population. I don't think Whoa. I believe that, but
5 times? I mean, maybe.
I don't know, but they're saying like, there's been gridlocks, I guess, like a half hour drive has been taking people like 8 hours after an eclipse.
Well, so. And people might spontaneously get superpowers, like in Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to be careful.
You got to be ready for anything.
Yeah. This other article was saying that it was like, this is getting blown out of proportion, basically. And they were saying that in 2017, yeah, some local places acted like it was going to be a national disaster, and it was like the sad result of that was that a lot of locals stayed home and like didn't see the eclipse because they were so worried to go out. So So they're just like, you don't need to be that worried about it. But yeah, I'm just excited. I think it'll just be entertaining, if mm-hmm. nothing else, yeah. you know?
It'll just be an event.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that actually ties very well in with one of mine, which also has to do with the moon and
what?
An event that will not occur for many more years.
Wow.
My birthday is falling on Easter this year.
Yes, but that really does tie in perfectly.
It ties in perfectly because Luke did not know this. I don't know if other people don't know this. I can't remember the exact facts, but Easter has to do with the moon.
I never okay. understand it.
Actually, let me just look it up so that I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've looked it up so many times and I still don't. I don't.
How it doesn't is compute. Easter? Okay. It's the first Sunday after the full moon that occurs on or after spring equinox.
That's complicated.
So, yeah, that's it's really determined by the moon and its path. And Easter has happened. Easter and my birthday have collided a few times in my life. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that it actually has happened every 7 years, I think.
Yeah, it hasn't been that rare, I feel like.
Yeah, it hasn't been very rare. But this time will be the last time until I'm 87
years old. Holy moly!
That it will happen on my birthday. And so it feels monumental. I don't know why, but it just feels important that this is the last one.
For some reason, that makes me so sad.
I know. It kind of makes me sad because I have always associated my birthday with Easter. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of times we would. And I mean, I don't know. I thought that my birthday happened on Easter a lot more, but I think it's just that we celebrated on Easter. So I guess I'll continue to do that. But it just feels, it feels big.
Yeah.
I know.
That is.
How could it be that long?
Yeah.
How does the moon not follow a predictable pattern?
Tess, I'll be dead by then.
don't say that. No, you'll be frozen.
Odds are I'll be gone. This is my last time to celebrate your birthday on Easter. That's
really sad. Yeah, we all need to travel for the eclipse.
We all need to be together for Easter and then stay till the eclipse.
Yeah, we'll all go to Tessa's house for her Easter birthday, and then we'll pick her up and drive her back mm-hmm. for the eclipse.
I like that.
Yeah, wow. And a note to anyone who wants to wish me a happy birthday. This is the last time until I'm 87 mm-hmm. that it'll be easy to remember.
Yeah, so. That's very true.
Well, I won't be able to get together with you guys for the eclipse because I'm going on a girls' trip.
What?
To Chicago.
Whoa.
With my high school besties.
What?
Oh gosh. Yeah.
That's
so what I'm looking fun.
Oh, man.
All four of you?
Yeah. I originally, I think I suggested Chicago because it was close to me. And I was like, oh, I could drive. One of my other friends could drive. But then I moved away. So it actually is not as easy to get to as I thought it would be for me. But it's going to be so fun.
That's so fun.
I've never
gone
on like a friend's trip before, I don't think. So it's going to be an adventure.
Who's doing the planning?
Mostly Zoe.
I was going to say, I'm like, who's the planner?
She has assumed never her presidential role once more just by default. So I've taken on the role of like, supporter and occasional suggester of ideas, but
I saw this TikTok that was like every trip has the planning friends and the Venmo friends. It's like that's so true, but in one of the comments, and Grace and I were talking about this, I make Grace sit down and I force her to watch the TikToks I've saved during the week. I do this to Dave too, but sometimes he doesn't know like the pop culture references and things. It's trickier with him, but he's a good sport about it. I test out my material on him and see what I need to not show Grace because I only want to show her my best material. But we were talking about this, how, you know, sometimes the Venmo request friends that are just sort of like paying the people that planned everything back, they get a bad rap, but you know, I tend to be the Venmo request friend. And I'm always happy to support whatever's planned. You know, I'm not going to like,
mm-hmm.
I'm just enthusiastic about whatever someone else plans, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, we're
usually
not all bad.
In a group, there's one person who won't be a good sport about someone else's plans.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if anything, it's nice of other people to pay for their fun ideas.
There's four types. I'm imagining a Punnett square. There's the enthusiastic person who also will contribute. There's the contributor who's extremely critical and, like, high-strung about everything. There's the person who won't contribute but also has a bad attitude. And there's the person who won't contribute but it has a good attitude. And that's what I would say I am.
Yeah, I'm a non-contribute good attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm joking. I mean, I'm not saying every group has all those people, but those are the four types of people that could be in a group setting. So
I can't contribute ideas because – or, like, be the planner because I get my feelings hurt.
Oh, my feelings are destroyed if people don't like
don't
something
I've
planned.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, like I will say I visited Florida with a dear friend and she had the audacity to say, why do people talk about Florida like it's so amazing? People say – people act like it's paradise. I don't get it. While we were there on the trip. And it has stuck with me. And anyway, so I have to just be a – yeah. So some of us just have to be, you know, laid back. And that's also an important element.
The other main thing I'm really excited about in spring is being able to go biking outside again.
Oh, yes.
I love to go for bike rides and – I'm excited. When I go to visit Anne, I'm going to be bringing my bike because apparently there's a few hours away, there's like a whole mountain bike course and town because it's like the Walmart headquarters or something. And they put a bunch of money into creating mountain biking.
In Bentonville?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Who knew?
Anyway, I'm super
excited. Matt's been wanting to do that too. So
to get into biking.
He'd probably be happy to go with you.
That sounds super fun. Is it like, this is probably a really dumb question. I don't even want to ask. Is it just like a massive like pump track or is it actually mountainous?
That's a great question. I haven't I only got this information from Matt and I haven't looked into it at all. So
okay, cool.
I bet it's something where like too. I bet there's like pump tracks and maybe it has one of those things where there's like a bike chairlift that you ride down. Maybe.
Oh,
I don't
cool.
know. Maybe there's
I didn't
mountains.
Know that was a thing.
I have no idea what it'll be. I'm probably
pump
getting
tracks?
Too excited about it.
I love that pump tracks are like the new thing. Like a few have popped up around where we live. I feel like if those had been a thing when we were growing up, I wouldn't be scared to ride my bike as an adult because I would have enjoyed it as a kid. You know, like I don't feel like I got a ton of practice riding bikes as a kid. And so I'm still like a very timid bike rider as an adult. And I
Me too.
Regret
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'm terrified on the pump tracks around here. I went with Claire's family and I fell, remember? I fell multiple times.
About that. I forgot about the fall.
I kept falling and like scraping my knees.
I think Dave didn't. Oh, no. Dave was riding Ella's bike around.
Yeah,
and I was like, he looks like a bully in like a kids movie because they always ride like a bike that's too small, standing, you know, and they're going like really fast. And
he
I was
totally
like, he looks
did.
Like a bully from like a future film from families movie or something. But yeah, as an adult, there's no way. I was proud of you for even trying, Grace. There's no way I would attempt to go like down like a paved hill on a bike for fun.
It's the pavement that's so scary about it.
Yeah, but kids are so fearless that like it's good practice for them, you know, because they don't, I don't know, they fall and they just don't seem to care. So
I fell as a child off my bike and I have never been comfortable riding a bike since. Mm-hmm. So I think it really depends on the kid.
Yeah.
So Anne.
It is so Anne. Well, I have gotten back into Survivor, the new season that's aired, and I say when I say gotten back into, I've watched the first episode. I need to catch up. The second one has aired. We just haven't had time to watch it, but I hadn't really liked the new era of Survivor. Tess, how have you guys felt about it?
Yeah, we've had mixed feelings, but mostly I feel like it's been going downhill.
I felt like that too. Like, I really didn't like the 40, was it 41? That was like the first one after the pandemic, yes. Right? Where like,
yeah, that one was bad.
That one was really bad. It was
annoying.
I feel like there's so much going on. They're trying to make it way more fast paced and like way more complicated. And like, there's just technicalities and, you know, idols that have all these different strings attached. And I was like, my brain, it's just not enjoyable. Like, if I'm having to like basically take notes to understand who has what idols and what the contingencies are and stuff, you know? So I sort of dropped it for the last couple seasons, but I was like, you know, I miss Survivor. Like, I want to get back into it. And I don't know if it's just this first episode so far, but it seems like they've backed off a little on some of the complications so far, at least. So I don't know. Maybe that isn't the case.
It's funny because one that I thought of bringing to the pod but didn't was I'm looking forward to one particular person on the cast being voted out, a Survivor.
Oh, you gotta say who it is.
I can't. Banu, I think is his name.
Oh, that's so mean.
He is. No, it's not mean. He is. You have to watch episode 2.
Oh, okay.
He was annoying in episode 1. Okay,
because I was like, he seemed a little awkward in episode 1, but he seemed sweet.
Unhinged.
Okay, now I'm excited.
In just the most annoying way. He's so annoying. Anyway. I hate this cast. Let me just say.
Oh, no.
I don't like anyone on it.
Well, it's.
I think they're all annoying.
I always feel that way at the beginning, though.
Well, I don't know. I could be proven wrong, but I feel like at the beginning, I usually am like kind of annoyed by people, but I'm not like viscerally repulsed by
there were everybody I on the there cast. Were some people that did seem really annoying. Who's the really strong guy on the yellow team? That's the teacher? Maybe it's not yellow. Is it? What's the dominant team that's like doing really well?
Yeah, I think that is yellow.
He's like a teacher from Mississippi. Guy. Hunter, I think his name is.
Oh, Hunter. He seems cool. Yeah, that's true. There's some
or like
cool
I thought
people.
Charlie
I don't
seemed
know.
Really
I think
sweet
maybe I'm
and
just
lovable.
Really annoyed by that one, Banu dude. He's really souring the whole cast.
I like Soda. She seems like fun, but she seems like she could.
Soda was a little mean on this episode, but just a little bit.
I'm so excited to watch. Okay. I got to watch. Maybe
anyway,
I got to watch.
I have a lot of
this.
Thoughts. I know. It's fun. It's fun. I haven't been into this, this new era either, but Luke caught me to watch this season and I'm excited.
Yeah.
Even though I kind of despise everybody. One of my real. Or my real one that I'm excited for is, this is kind of just like a little silly one, but A Gentleman in Moscow is being or has been made into a TV series, and it's coming out at the end of this month.
Where? And please I'm tell so me it's excited. Not on Netflix.
I think it's on Paramount Plus.
Phew. Okay.
I can't watch Netflix either. Is that your problem, Claire?
Yeah, I actually meant to talk about this before the podcast started, like as just, you know, a warm-up conversation. We need to come together as sisters and figure out how to get Netflix back because I can't.
I don't think people can share it anymore.
Yeah, I think
you can get the standard one. You can add someone on for $8 a month. So we could. We'll figure it out.
I have Netflix, so if anyone wants to get added, let me know.
Can I claim it?
Oh, you can only add one?
You can only add one other household. Oh. So that's the problem. As I was thinking, like,
we would all get
we could
together
do two groups.
And,
like, one, you know.
And decide
maybe
who
I can
gets
pay
the
like
no, but like.
Dad to be
yeah. Maybe you could pay mom and dad, smart. But what about poor little T? We'll figure this out.
Well, I can't really afford $8. I don't really care. I don't care about Netflix.
And I like how I'm listening. Saying this. I haven't talked to Dave about it. I'm just like, I need to watch Love is Blind. It's non-negotiable. No. Like,
I've been feeling really left out.
I've been feeling so
Netflix.
Left
I
out.
I should not have said I cannot afford $8. I just mean like for something
you
I don't
get a Baja
about.
Blast every day.
I know exactly. I have to prioritize.
If you just cut Baja Blast down to like 5 days a week, you
absolutely
can afford it.
Not. Absolutely not. It's my lifeline.
Okay, I am excited for a Taylor Swift spring because the Eras Tour movie is coming to Disney Plus on March 14th.
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch that. Claire, you can finally see the Eras Tour.
That was
wow. For someone who said she was scared to talk and wasn't going to talk much.
I'm sorry.
She said a lot with those few words.
I don't know what came over me. It just came out. And then the Tortured Poets Department, her new album is coming out April 19th. So that's exciting. Just a lot to look forward to. Exciting.
Did you see one of the songs is a collab with Florence and the Machine?
Yes.
I'm so excited. Like, I hope it's good.
This is going to be a good spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be great.
It's good. We have a lot to look forward to.
Full of optimism.
Okay, well, let's do a quick weekly wins, I guess, to wrap up. Can I share mine? I'm chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finished, okay, you know, I said two episodes ago I'm trying to get into audiobooks. I listened to Jessica Simpson's autobiography, Open Book. It was so good. Like, ooh. I can't recommend it enough because she reads the audiobook. And she also has, like, exclusive songs at the end, which was fun. I never was a huge Jessica Simpson fan. Not that I wasn't a fan, but, like, she was just, like, a little before my time. You know, Newlyweds was on when I was, like, a teenager. And, you know, we didn't have MTV or anything, you know. And that was kind of, like, what rocketed her into, like, major fame. You know, I was always a fan of her Purses and Shoes when they'd come across my desk. But I didn't know a ton about her. I'm sure, you know, someone's memoir is always going to paint them in a positive light. So, like, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But she just seems so genuinely kind and, like, pure and maybe a little bit overly sweet at times. But, like, I don't know. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. And it was just fun. It was fun to hear the celebrity tea. I will say that it has ruined John Mayer for me forever, and that's really disappointing.
You got to this stage in your life without John Mayer.
I already knew he was problematic, but like I think he might be like an evil person, and I will call him.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm bummed about that, but yeah, I really enjoyed it wholeheartedly. I didn't feel like she overly bashed anybody. Like, even Nick, like, she tried to be, I thought, very fair, you know, about their marriage and stuff. So, and even, I thought there would be more drama with her parents. You can tell she really loves her parents, and I don't think she was trying to throw them under the bus with it. I enjoyed it. So, if you like memoirs, and if you want something just very fun to listen to, I felt like it was a very fun audiobook.
My weekly win is that Hazel and Dottie are starting swimming lessons.
Oh my gosh.
And so Hazel has gone a couple times, and Dottie is going to start this Saturday. And for her, it's like, you know, I have to be in the pool with her. But Hazel, she's just so cute. All, you know, nervous, and it's funny because I just see so much of myself in her when she's doing her little swimming lessons, because I can tell she's very comfortable in the water. Like, she will jump in the water.
Oh, she's too comfortable in the water.
Yeah. Child. She's like, she has no fear.
So bold.
And she'll, like, put her face in, she'll blow bubbles, like, no problem. But of course, when, like, the instructor is telling her, like, you know, put your ear in the water, she's kind of just being, like, really, like, doesn't quite want to do it, but she's, like, smiling.
They're like, has the child ever been exposed to water?
So, like, she's, like, politely not participating. And I'm like, oh, I feel like it's funny because I'm like, if she would just do what they're asking, like, she would be so much better than all these other kids, but like, she's,
and she'd
not,
also like get the adults' attention off of her, which is what's like probably causing
yeah. So true. And I'm sure, I'm like, that's probably like how mom and dad felt watching me. Like, you could swim if you would do anything that anyone was asking you mm-hmm. to do in this class. But unfortunately, here I am 30 years old and I can't swim. But yeah, just it's just fun. And it makes me feel really old because yeah. I feel like I just was in swimming lessons. But now I'm like, oh, I'm like taking my kids to an official activity mm-hmm. that like they could potentially like this could be their activity. Like this is kind of like the beginning of activities for us. Mm-hmm. And oh, yeah, I feel exciting. Very grown up.
Yeah. You're like a it's soccer a lot mom of, now.
That is grown up.
It's a lot yeah. of responsibility because I feel like what you put them in, like I sort of have control over that when they're little. Not sort mm-hmm. of. I fully have control over it. So I feel guilty if they end up picking something that I liked because I put them in it. And then I'm like, yeah. I don't know. It's
I would be overjoyed like, if they chose swimming, though.
Like, I tried so hard to get yeah. my kids to pick swimming. Unfortunately, it didn't work. But maybe there's hope for Henry. I don't know. Where are they doing it? Goldfish Swim School?
No, just at the Y.
Oh, to have a Y.
Which is nice because I can put Dottie in the childcare while Hazel's in swimming lessons.
That's really nice.
I don't have to try to keep her away from the water. Like, it's just, it's very yeah. convenient.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully it ends up being good. I'm not sure how much anyone is going to learn, but hopefully, I don't know, hopefully they learn some kind of survival skills because neither of them has any sense of survival. So
I put my kids in swim lessons last summer and I won't say who, but one of them did not pass to the next level for this summer. And we got the little like check mark thing at the end and they had only checked off like 2 of the 10 skills. And I was just like, oh man, swim lessons are such a slog. Like, you think, okay, I'll put them in and, like, they'll progress. And I'm like, we've done, like, 4 rounds of swim lessons and I'm not seeing much progress.
They only have, like, a few minutes.
I know. Each. Exactly.
Like, if it's a half hour lesson and I think there are, like, 5 kids in the class, that's, you know, at most mm-hmm. 6 minutes of
yeah.
instruction.
Yeah. And then you'd have to keep taking them throughout the week to, like, practice.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's tough.
Uh-huh. There was a little girl. They go, like, to the end of the pool, you know, and then they have their little lesson. They come back to the parents. And I overheard a mom being like, sweetie, I noticed you weren't putting your face in the water. Like, why didn't you want to do what the instructor was asking you to do? And she was like, I just forgot how. And I was like, that's valid. Like, sometimes
under pressure.
Yes, too much
pressure,
we all forget.
You forget how to do something.
That happens to me frequently. Well, thanks to you, and I think mom and dad just gave up on swimming lessons entirely. So I still don't know how to swim. My win is that it's time for a classic closet clean out. And
things are flying.
Things are flying.
What's the aesthetic this time?
There's a twist.
Oh.
The twist is that there's no aesthetic.
Oh,
undefined. I just whatever I think is cute.
I am
whatever fits my like. I'm going on feeling.
I'm
exactly. Thank you. I was worried we were going to get to the end of the episode without
you singing the wrong lyrics.
Element.
Are you throwing away any of the things? Not throwing away. Heaven help us. Donating and textiles and landfills. Redonating any of the things we thrifted? I was there last year.
Yes. Oh, well.
I'm sad.
Yes, actually.
Your summer
shirt that I was convinced. Yes. Remember my summer shirt? How I was convinced
that's
it was
going
to be so cool. The thing is, nobody has confirmed.
Oh, that's the worst when that happens.
I know. No one, like, I kept, like, trying to get people in my life to, like, say, like, that's a really cool shirt. I kept being like, this is really cool, right? And no one.
I thought it was really cute. So, oh, I'm sorry I led you astray. Mm-hmm.
No, it's okay. No, it's not your fault. I picked it out. But lots of things are going, and I'm feeling great.
That's awesome.
Feeling excited.
My win is a couple months ago, I said I was going to be composting, and I got a lot of naysayers, people saying, Grace, you'll never stick with that. But guess what? It hasn't caused me any problems. I think people thought my house was going to be stinky. I wasn't going to do things right. But things are going pretty well, and I'm getting really excited because when the weather warms up, it's actually going to turn into compost because everything is still in food chunks right now because it's been too cold. But I have a good feeling, and I will keep updating as it goes along.
Okay, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our show and visit our website, hopculturepod.com. We'll also be popping up on Instagram throughout the week, so follow Hop Culture Pod for more fun. See you next week!